This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The theme of the day today, and a useful reminder really at the beginning of a new year already overflowing with non-economic news, is that this is a global economy. We got to live in it, companies got to do business in it, and countries got to deal with it. I mention it because the good people at the Commerce Department, the Census Bureau in particular, told us this morning that the trade deficit, that is the gap between what we bought from the rest of the world and what we sold to it, fell in November. And that, in fact, the trade gap is at its lowest level since October of 2016. Now, that will surely make the President of the United States happy. He mentions the trade gap a whole lot in the mistaken belief that a large trade deficit is a sign of economic weakness. It's not, because we get stuff in return for all the dollars that we send abroad. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the trade gap can tell us some things about our place in this global economy.
The trade deficit, like all the best economic indicators, can be read differently depending on what you want it to say. Take today's numbers, for example. The trade deficit is narrowing. It's at a three-year low.
This could mean that consumers are finding products that are domestically made and buying those instead, which might be the kind of thing that President Trump would be aiming for with his tariff policies.
Lena Mosley teaches political economy at the University of North Carolina.
Or it could mean that U.S. consumers and firms are simply buying fewer things overall because maybe they worry the economy is weakening. So that might be seen as a negative.
The deficit is driven by us buying more stuff than we sell. When it comes to services, education, hospitality, tech support, we send out much more than we bring in. So it matters which specific sectors are driving the changing trade balance. Jennifer Hillman is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
In terms of U.S. oil exports are up, aircraft engines, autos, oil drilling equipment, so a number of significant increases to U.S. exports.
So there are lots of good insights into the economy there, but Hillman says when it comes to the headline number, take it with a grain of salt.
In my view, as a general rule, the trade deficits don't really make that much difference.
Hillman says it can be a good snapshot of global competitiveness, but isn't necessarily good or bad on its face. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.